4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 28th of September. Welcome to the weekend. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got the 24 minutes needed for today's full podcast. We'll start with some news about Tesla. As we head into October, it's going to be a massive month for Tesla in October. The unveiling of the new Robotaxi, the autonomy event, third quarter earnings, the first big one. We think it'll be next Wednesday, October 2nd, if they follow the usual cadence, and that's going to be their Q3 production and deliveries number. And there's loads of optimism around this, which is important because Tesla's a bellwether of the industry. And when Tesla don't do well, it kind of allows certainly the mainstream headlines to follow this no one's buying EVs narrative, which is not true. We could be seeing a very big number from Tesla. It won't probably be as big as Q4 last year, which was their record, almost 500,000 vehicles. And it will surely be driven by the success they're having in China, with some weakness in the US and weakness in Europe as well. But we'll see, because that could do more for the industry than simply good headlines around Tesla. Now, Hyundai is launching more small electric work trucks on their ST1 series, starting at around $40,000 equivalent. They start in South Korea. I'm sure they'll sell them elsewhere. A chassis cab EV work truck and a special high-top model van as well. This is a high-voltage platform with a 76 kilowatt-hour battery, well over 200 miles of range, or 320 kilometers, and starting at a very attractive price. And in Switzerland, they're using the ID Buzz to deliver your parcels with autonomy. So they've got all the sensors on the roof, and you see that with all the other decent autonomy companies. Doesn't look particularly good, but they're using the ID Buzz to bring your Amazon packages, I think, to go and I think they take it to a depot where smaller electric autonomous vehicles, you know, the little ones, little robots on the pavement, bring it to your front door. But I thought it was interesting they're using the Buzz for that, for this 2-year project in Bern in Switzerland. In London, UK, our Transport for London, which runs things like the tube and the buses and that, have formed a joint venture with FastNed, very highly rated. I really like what FastNed do for ultra-fast charging in the middle of the, not the city of London, the financial bit, but in the middle of town. So stuff like Hanger Lane, Canning Town, Hillingdon, Hatton Cross, Tottenham Hale, those areas are going to get the first 5 ultra-fast charging hubs, open to the public, of course, but also for high-mileage users like taxis, private hire and delivery drivers. FastNed, one of the best, got a massive network around Europe. Delighted. I think they've gone with them. Shell has suspended their hydrogen project in Norway. It was going to be blue hydrogen, which is the one made with natural gas combined with some carbon capture and stuff. But they've said, we haven't seen the markets for hydrogen materialize. Yes, because there isn't one. I keep being told by people, I read that hydrogen is the future, that EVs aren't it. Okay, did you read that in the newspapers? Yeah, okay. Again, maybe for commercial, maybe for aviation, maybe for shipping. Hydrogen's a terrible idea for passenger cars. And Shell, the company with deep pockets, if they wanted to pursue it, by the way, have gone, nah, we're waving the white flag, it's not working. Now, there's a company called Fortescue Metals are making a mining company, big investment in electric vehicles to use when they're mining. So haul trucks, dozers, excavators. But in order to charge them, they are designing a 6-megawatt charger. They use a 3-megawatt charger at the minute for their big daddy hauler, which I think is called Roadrunner. But this new one is double that. This surely 6-megawatt charger is going to be the fastest charger in the world, or the most powerful EV charger in the world. And the UK government has told Elon Musk, you are not welcome here. There's a big investment summit with all of the kind of high profile people from sovereign wealth funds and stuff. But Elon Musk, after recent run-ins with the UK government, told, please don't attend. That's briefly.